This is OMS Voices and Amos Podcast. I'm Bill Klaproth. With me is Dr. Vikas Agarwal. He is a board-certified oral and maxillofacial surgeon practicing in Richmond, Virginia, as we talk about relief from facial pain through injectables. Dr. Agarwal, welcome.
Thank you, Bill, for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, nice to see you. So let's talk about this. So how do neuromodulators such as Botox work to alleviate facial pain, and what types of facial pain conditions can it treat?
So Botox, as mentioned, is a neuromodulator. It means it works at the junction between a nerve and a muscle. What it does is it blocks those nerve signals to muscles, reducing tension and pain. We normally use it to treat TMJ disorder or TMD, myofascial pain, which is also known as just a muscular pain, chronic migraines, and other neuropathic facial pain conditions.
So then who would be an ideal candidate for injectable treatments for facial pain, and how do you decide this? How is eligibility determined?
Well, Bill, so as with any chronic condition, we employ the least invasive methods first. So we'll try medications, home remedies, physical therapy, and if those fail, then we pursue further treatments such as Botox. And we have to find ideal candidates, those with chronic facial pain, they're unresponsive to other treatment, and we go through a thorough evaluation process. That includes a patient history, thorough physical exam, in which we use to then come up with a diagnosis. Once that diagnosis is done, then we can administer Botox.
So you do a full evaluation first to determine if Botox is the correct method of treatment?
Yes, that's correct, Bill.
Got it. So then, what is the procedure for administering injectables such as Botox for facial pain, and what should patients expect during and after the treatment?
Botox injection itself is normally a powder first. We dilute it according to the manufacturer's instructions. We use the smallest needle possible to then inject it into the muscle through the face. So what can patients expect? There may be a slight injection pain, although sometimes we can use topical anesthetics or cold packs, et cetera, to help distract the patient from the pain. And then they expect some swelling, bruising, bleeding, very typical signs of any injection, although it's very mild for the most part.
So when it comes to facial pain, where are you generally injecting this? Where do people suffer facial pain the most?
Well, there's two ways to do it. Usually patients may have what we call trigger points, meaning there are certain areas of a muscle that cause them pain, or is there maybe their whole muscle that hurts. So either I'll identify those trigger points or cover the entire muscle itself to eliminate the pain in that area.
So would that be someone chewing or smiling or anything involved with facial muscles? Is that correct?
That's correct, yes. Most often it's from chewing or talking, or sometimes patients have them at rest without any activity.
So that's where you said earlier, Botox works between the nerves and the muscles. That's where it comes in.
Yes, that's correct. It prevents the nerve signal from conveying to muscle to help lessen or prevent contraction and reduce tension and pain.
So then how long do the effects of injectables last for facial pain, and what would be the typical treatment schedule?
Typically, patients will first notice some relief in about 3 days. The peak onset is around 3 weeks, and the results last for about 3 to 6 months. So for me personally, I'll have a patient follow up usually at about a month or so. I'll kind of talk to him or her, say, hey, how are you feeling? You're getting relief from the Botox. And if they are, then we'll schedule them again about 3 to 6 months post-injection for re-injection if they're satisfied with the results.
And then someone can manage facial pain like this for a long period?
Yes, yes. Typically, most patients are on this for years at a time. And in some patients, they pain just goes away and there's no rhyme or reason why sometimes.
Well, that's really interesting. So then what are the potential risks and side effects of using injectables for facial pain, and how can those be managed?
Most patients don't experience many symptoms at all, but the most common ones include bruising, swelling, some mild discomfort. Rare but serious risks include unintended muscle weakness, allergic reactions, although that's, again, very rare. The way we minimize and manage these side effects is by choosing a qualified practitioner, someone who's experienced administering Botox, and you follow the post-treatment guidelines that your practitioner may give you.
Right. So you mentioned finding somebody that's qualified. We see ads all the time for Botox injections, billboards, magazines all over the place. So why choose an OMS for this?
Well, that's an easy question. We are trained experts in the face, mouth, and jaws. That's all we do day in and day out. We have a comprehensive medical and dental education. And we have specialized training in facial aesthetics, reconstructive surgery, and all of that includes Botox. So in my opinion, we are the main people that should be doing this, especially for facial pain. And as set forth by our specialty, we have very high standards of care and precision in treatment.
So, Dr. Agarwal, well, I want to thank you so much for your time today. Before we wrap up, is there anything else you want to add? Anything else we need to cover?
No, Bill, I think that's it. I really appreciate the opportunity, and thank you to everyone listening.
Absolutely. Well, once again, that is Dr. Vikas Agarwal. And for more information in the full podcast library, please visit myoms.org. And if you found this podcast to be helpful, please share it on your social media. And don't forget to subscribe. Thanks for listening.